current state on 90.5 WKAR. Kelvin Torbert is one of the greatest high school basketball players in Michigan history. After winning the state's Mr. Basketball Award in 2001, Torbert went on to play in college here at Michigan State and professionally overseas. He's launched a new endeavor, and Scott Pohl is here to tell us about it. What's Kelvin Torbert up to these days, Scott?
Well, Mark, would you believe he's the author of a children's book? Here's a taste of a promotional video for the book.
The new book is called KT and the Radical Round Ball. It's written by author and publisher Kellen Brandon and Michigan State University basketball great Kelvin Torbert. It's also full of super cool illustrations designed by illustrator extraordinaire Neville McKinney.
I had Kelvin Torbert and his co-author and publisher Kellen Brandon come in to talk about the project. Kelvin Torbert and Kellen Brandon, welcome to Current State.
Thank you for having us.
Good to have you here. Kelvin, tell us about KT and the Radical Round Ball. First of all, are you KT? You must be, right?
Yeah. It's a younger state of me.
Is this a kid's book version of your autobiography then?
It's kind of like a... kind of like a spinoff of my childhood, a little bit similar, but it's more a children's book to kind of educate kids on being kind of humble and bettering themselves.
Yeah. What's the storyline, and what age range do you think might enjoy the book?
I'm thinking it's pretty sure from about 6 years old to middle school age, and the storyline is just about a kid that loved basketball and had a couple obstacles with kids coming from out of town in different areas and using basketball to kind of better himself and be a better person.
Does the book take place in Flint?
Yes, Flint, okay. Michigan.
All right. Kelvin, we're going to hear from Kellen in a minute, but Kelvin, I'd like you to read a passage from the book for me, if you would.
Okay. Here we go. I was born in Flint, Michigan, and I love playing basketball. And Flint sports are a very big deal. Over the years, we had some amazing athletes come from our town. It really makes me proud to be from Flint. Carl Banks, Jim Abbott, Clarissa Shields, Mark Ingram, Brandon Carr, the Flintstones, and the list goes on. But there's one guy who stood out above them all. His name was Donnie the Dynamite Dawson. People say he was radical with the round ball. I've never had a chance to see him in action. I've only heard stories about how great he was. Many people say he was too good to be on Earth, so he jumped off of it.
And that's a good entree into the story. Now, Kellen Brandon, you're the publisher, also the co-author. How did you connect with Kelvin Torbert?
Well, I've actually been friends with Kelvin since high school. I'm born in Flint, and I actually moved to Texas for a couple years, and then I moved back. Kelvin was one of the first people that I linked up with playing basketball, and I've been knowing him ever since.
Okay, now the new kid in town in the book is from Texas. Is that you?
That is me.
Yes. All right. Former MSU basketball star Kelvin Torbert has written a book for children called KT and the Radical Round Ball. We're talking with him and the book's publisher and co-author, Kellen Brandon. Kellen, now, you've been sponsoring the BP School Takeover for 4 years now in conjunction with National Reading Month. So I'd like you to tell us what got that project started, why you're interested in encouraging children to read.
What got BP School Takeover started was me starting an independent publishing company. And by doing so, I was able to get speaking engagements and just all type of things started to come into play for me. I feel like I was a former athlete, and I realized during that time how important literacy was to my success. And so what I wanted to do was be able to provide that same insight and awareness for youth, because a lot of times we take that for granted and they don't realize how important literacy is to their success going into adulthood.
Does your publishing company specialize in children's books?
Not children's books. Actually, this is our first children's book.
Okay.
But we have a program called Young Authors, where we nurture authors that are in middle school going into high school and give them the opportunity to write and publish as well.
Now, this project started at Bryant Elementary School in Flint, right?
Yes.
Is that where you went?
No.
Kelvin, did you go to school there?
No, I didn't.
Okay, okay.
At the time, it was a principal that was my fourth grade teacher.
Oh.
And he was principal at Bryant, and I ran the pitch by him, and he said, well, bring it on over here. And that's where it got started and how we got going with it.
And that school has closed?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So now your project has branched into Lansing's Willow Elementary, right?
Yes. A friend, I met him at a barbershop. He's from Lansing, and I was looking for a school to serve as I'm now living in the Lansing area. And Anthony Clemens, who's a player at Iowa, gave me Willow Elementary and their principal's contact. And so I reached out to him, and he loved the idea. And so this will be our second year at Willow.
So what does this project do for the students at Willow?
Well, what we do is we try to get at least 30 adult volunteers to sacrifice their lunch period to come and read for an hour with children. And then some of our sponsors, Domino's Pizza is one of our sponsors. We reflect on what we read, and then we have pizza and kind of hang out. And we just really want to build healthy adult youth relationships while also raising the awareness and importance of literacy.
Sometimes a project like this has a focus on minority children, and maybe the adults also perhaps come from the minority community. Is there an emphasis like that here?
There is definitely an emphasis on that. Flint released 4 years ago a score of literacy in the state, and it ranked among one of the lowest in the state and in the nation. And that was really alarming for me. And so I see a lot of deficiency in our adults, minority populations. And so that's one of the reasons we wanted to reach to that age demographic.
All right. Now, Kelvin, you're known in these parts mostly for your basketball career here at MSU from 2001 to 2005. And, of course, your outstanding high school career at Flint Northwestern before that. You were one of the infamous MSU Flintstones. When you were a student at MSU, what did you study? And did you do a lot of writing in those days when you were in college?
Honestly, I didn't do a lot of writing, but I studied communications. And within that, we did a lot of kind of branching off, reading stories, and a lot of writing off of stories in a lot of my classes. So I think that was a good beginning start for me to get into this type of atmosphere.
I know MSU athletics and athletes at MSU frequently do outreach projects in the community and work with children, visiting hospitals, visiting schools. Was that a focus of the MSU basketball team when you were on the Spartan squad?
I think that was definitely a focus. I think Coach puts a huge emphasis on that. He tried to explain to us that we are like a face of the children. They see us, they look up to us, they know us, and the best thing for us is to show our face and be around and just be there to help a little bit, and it means a lot.
Now, Kelvin, I understand you have an organization of your own that's called Hope for a Better Tomorrow. Can you tell me about that?
It's the Kelvin Torber Hope for a Better Tomorrow. It was a foundation I started probably about 6 years ago while I was still playing, and it was just basically me just setting up a foundation for some of my other overseas buddies that could help out and to kind of just help out with the cancer research, which I lost both of my parents from cancer. So it was a huge thing for me to try to do what I can to try to help the cancer research and hopefully find a cure for it.
You mentioned your overseas buddies. People may not be aware that you played professionally overseas after your college days wrapped up. So you played professionally with players from all over the country, but around the world. What countries did you play in?
I played in France, Greece, Russia, Belgium, Germany. I did a short 2 weeks stint in Mexico.
2 weeks in Mexico. A lot of people have spent 2 weeks in Mexico. Maybe on vacation, not working.
Exactly.
So along with writing this book, what are you doing these days?
Now I'm just working over at Meijer Outbound Logistics and just doing a little like administrative stuff and just a little job to help me get into the real world, as we say it.
Yeah. Well, listen, Kellen, I want to ask you about when it first occurred to you maybe that you had an author, a budding young author here in Kelvin Torbert.
It's been a vision of mine for a while, but it's taken a lot longer to get him to buy into it.
Yeah.
It's just something that as young African-American men growing up in the inner city, Flint being one of the most dangerous cities in the country, that's just something that's not highlighted or something that we look at as the right thing to do. Ironically, the word right. And so talking to him and letting him know about some of the things that I've experienced just from me being, I played at Tennessee State University, so not as big a school as Michigan State, just knowing what he could do and how he could impact youth, which is something he's really passionate about, is probably what brought him in. And we talked about what type of story we could write, and then we just said, let's do it.
So much of the news out of Flint lately has been about the lead in the water and what that means to Flint families. Do you still have family in Flint, either of you? And what are you hearing from family and friends that still live in Flint about what life is like these days in that city? Calvin?
Yeah, I actually still have family. All my brothers and my aunts live there. So, I mean, just coming from them is just like, it's getting to a state of now it's, where do we go from here, you know? We're getting all the water donations, but, I mean, they love it. But now it's a state of when are we going to start fixing the pipes and start doing some construction to get the major problem fixed, because you can only use so much water. You can only donate so many water bottles and gallons of water. So now it's people just trying to get more outright with it and trying to help out and trying to encourage the building process to speed up.
Kellen Brandon, you still have family in Flint?
Yes, majority of my family is still in Flint. I think the reality of the situation hit me when we went to go stay with my wife's mother, and I was going into the bathroom, and she had a basket of water bottles set to the side of the sink for us to use to wash up. And I just realized how difficult it was to do that, and I couldn't imagine, you know, having my children and trying to do that every day and still follow a schedule of an adult. It's really difficult. And that's when it hit home for me that something has to happen and fast.
Tell me how people can get a copy of the book.
You can get a copy of the book by going to www.brandonpublishing.com. You can also order the book on amazon.com. And as Kelvin goes around to the different Barnes & Nobles in this region, they'll be stocking the book there as well.
The book is called KT and the Radical Round Ball. It's a children's book written by former MSU basketball player Kelvin Torbert and co-author and publisher Kellen Brandon. Kellen, thank you very much for coming in.
Thank you for having us.
I like that. I like the chorus there. For Current State, this is Scott Pohl.